This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha was adjourned today for the day, while the Rajya Sabha faced three adjournments following opposition protest over the alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering, demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from the Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for parliamentary democracy. He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks or the President's address. Rejecting the opposition's demand for discussion over the NEET issue, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there is no tradition to allow discussion during the period when discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament is scheduled. He accused the Congress and other opposition parties of undermining the dignity of the House. Mr. Rijiju said the government is ready to respond to any issue to be raised during the discussion on President Draupadi Murmu's address. As ruckus prevailed, the House was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament amidst opposition's ruckus on the NEET examination issue and several adjournments. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the achievements of the government in the last 10 years. In the recent Lok Sabha elections, he said the NDA has got more vote share in the southern states in comparison to the Congress Party. The BJP MP added that the Congress Party failed to hit the three-digit mark in the Lok Sabha in the third attempt. Mr. Trivedi said India has become the fifth largest economy in the world, leaving behind Great Britain. He said the government has distributed 34 crore LED bulbs, which shows its commitment towards green energy. 1989 badge Indian Foreign Service IFS officer Vikram Misri has been appointed as the next Foreign Secretary. He will succeed Vinay Mohan Quatra, whose tenure is ending on the 14th of next month. Mr. Misri is currently serving as Deputy National Security Advisor in the National Security Council Secretariat. He has served as the Indian Envoy in China, Myanmar and Spain. Mr. Misri has the rare distinction of serving as Private Secretary to three Prime Ministers, Indra Kumar Gujral in 1997, Manmohan Singh in 2012 and Narendra Modi in 2014. India has rejected the U.S. State Department's report on International Religious Freedom 2023 and termed it as deeply biased. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it lacks understanding of India's social fabric and is visibly driven by vote bank considerations and a prescriptive outlook. He stated that the exercise itself is a mix of imputations, misrepresentations, selective usage of facts, reliance on biased sources and a one-sided projection of issues. Cracking down on suspects involved in the 2021 Vishakhapatnam Pakistani Inter-Services Intelligence Espionage case relating to leakage of classified defence information, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted extensive searches at three locations in Gujarat and Maharashtra. The residences of the suspects, who are believed to have received money from Pakistan to spy on Indian defence establishments, were thoroughly searched by NIA teams. Several incriminating materials, including mobile phones and documents, were seized during the searches. NIA is examining the seized materials to identify more linkages in the case. Heavy rainfall disrupted normal life in the national capital today, causing severe waterlogging and traffic jams in several areas of the city. Meanwhile, one person lost his life and four people were injured after a roof collapsed at Terminal 1 of the Delhi airport. Ministry of Civil Aviation said heavy rain early this morning resulted in the collapse of the canopy at Delhi Airport Terminal. As a result, flights to and from Terminal 1 have been closed till further notice. The ministry said alternate arrangements are being made for smooth operation of flights. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu visited the site. Delhi Airport has announced a compensation of 20 lakh rupees to the family of the deceased and 3 lakh rupees each to those injured. And with that, we end this news bulletin.